And so he said, and so it, the scripture said that, listen to what the scripture said. You heard it many times. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That means whatever I used to be, I'm not that anymore. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have become new. God sent Jesus to bring change, to bring to you his life, which Adam forfeit, abandoned, or he sold out, or he disobeyed. And that life that God had given mankind to live on this earth, Adam let it go. And ever since then, there's been trouble on this earth. And the trouble have, and the trouble been growing and increasing and increasing. But God sent Jesus to restore that to us. And this is what the word said. Now watch this. I like this. It says in John Gospel chapter 1, verse 14 through 16, I'm going to read the Amplified, the King James Amplified as well. He said, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory, his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bad witness of him, cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have we received grace for grace. He was full, and we receive grace for grace. Amen. Listen to the Amplified. That's what it does. And the word Christ became flesh, human, incarnated, and tabernacle. Fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us, and we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as only begotten Son revealed from the Father, revealed from his Father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. What was it full of? Full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. In all of that, do you hear anything about God wants to harm you? How many of you like to be have something that's full of grace, favor? How you like favor? And you know, I call you up here and say, I just favor you today. I'm gonna give you $100. Would you take it? Oh, okay. Favor, loving kindness, truth. John testified about him and cried out, this was he of whom I said, he who came after me had priority over me. For he was before me, he takes rank above me. For he existed before I did. He has advanced before me because he is my chief. I like that. For out of his fullness, abundance. Where? Out of his what? Fullness. His abundance. What happened? All right. We have received what? We have all received a share. And we were all supplied. With one grace after another. we were all supplied with one grace after another, right? A spirit and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. And even favor upon what? Favor. And gifts heaped upon gifts. For while the law was given through Moses, grace, unearned, undeserved, favor, and spiritual blessing. And truth came through who? Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at what? At any time. The only unique Son of the only begotten God, who is in the bosom of the intimate presence of our Father. He has what? Declared him, and he has revealed him and brought him out where he can be seen. He has what? Interpreted him, and he has what? Made him known. Now, did you hear what that said? All right. This is what we're about to do. Interpret, reveal, make known God's grace in his goodness, in his kindness, in his favor, to heal, to deliver, to feed you, to protect you, to put you over, to cause you to grow, cause you to win, cause you to triumph, cause you to live healthy, cause you to be on top, cause you to overcome every opposition, every circumstance, grace to cause you to be strong, cause you to be a prayer warrior, cause you to be a faithful witness of Jesus Christ, cause you to be a dedicated husband and a loving wife, and parents that raise up children that know how to believe God, how to walk with God, cause you to be a citizen in your community and be a blessing to your community, cause you to be on the job and give that man a good day's work and not stand in the bathroom smoking cigarettes and taking cigarette break. So listen up. Are you still with me so far?
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse, I'm going to pick up at verse 3 and go down through 8. Are y'all listening today? You know what I found out? If I learn what God, we just finished the series on saying, if I learn what the word say, what the word is saying, and then it become my saying, if I practice this every day of my life, I win.